Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. It is Friday, May 20th, 2022. And tonight, I'm going to be talking about time anomalies. For some of you who were here for previous live streams, you may remember me covering this topic in a stream. But you may also remember that the recording software had issues, so that episode never made it to the podcast feed. So that's why I'm doing this again. As always, you can find all the episodes of the podcast, along with links to social media, ways to donate, and then ways to contact me at the podcast page, which is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. That's SALSIDO paranormal at podbean.com. Always happy to hear from you all, whether you have comments or questions or topic suggestions or shows, or if you have stories of paranormal experiences, whether they're your own or others you trust. Happy to either read them or have you join me on the show to talk about them. And starting a little bit of a new schedule next week, same times and everything, just one or two of the Wednesday shows each month will be a little bit different, and then the Fridays will be an additional news show. So the news shows will be Monday and Friday. The True Paranormal Stories from the Web will be on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then Wednesdays will be either regular or comic book reviews, or once a month there will be a similar show to what I'm doing tonight, which is a deep dive into a topic, just to give myself more time to research and hopefully come up with a better show when I do those. Of course, anytime I have guests on, that they their schedules are more important than mine, so there may be substitutions along the way as well. So let me get to this article here. I've shared all three articles that I'm using for this episode in the stream chat, but of course I will also share them in the episode description when I release the this episode as a podcast and YouTube video. So if you give me one moment while I get to the files and the links. And we will get started. So just real quick, I will talk about my own experience. It's only one I've ever had that I am aware of with time. And having a time anomaly, I believe, anyway, that I experienced. When I, so I used to walk to this restaurant right in town where I live to meet my family there, my dad and my uncle sometimes, and whoever else was going to be there. And I got very used to walking the same route. I took the same route to this place all the time because it was just easier. And so eventually I figured out how long it took every time, just about. And it was usually ranged from 10 to 15 minutes to walk there. Even if I kind of walked a little fast, it would still usually fall into that time. But this one day, I walked there to this restaurant, and I kind of went into a little, I don't know if we call it a trance, or just kind of zoned out a little bit as I was walking. And of course, I kind of came back to once I got closer to the restaurant. And I got in there thinking that I probably had about a few minutes before my family would arrive. I figured I was just about on time. Somehow, I got there in about 5 minutes. Now, as I said, usually it takes at least 10 minutes to walk there. And it wasn't just roughly 5 minutes. No, it was like 5 minutes. It was like I had 10 minutes before the time that I was supposed to be there to meet my family there. So something strange happened that day. I don't know how or why, but there it is. So, and so I've always been interested in these kind of stories as well. I don't cover them constantly. I sort of share them in the True Stories episodes as I come across them. But it's still something that just makes no sense to me, but is always fascinating to hear about other people's experiences. And just a quick reminder, too, to everyone that listens to this podcast, I'm always looking for stories of true paranormal experiences, any kind of paranormal. You can always just reach out to me and we can go back and forth about it. And then if you want to, I can share, as I said, I can share your experience on the show, or you can join me on the show to talk about it. Haven't gotten any stories from anyone in a while. So I'd always be happy to share those. And of course, as I always say when I make this do this reminder, I don't have to include any names of anyone or even any names of locations. So just keep that in mind. That's not about the names necessarily. It's about the experiences and getting them out there. So anyway, just figured I'd mention that real quick. So this first article, all three of these articles cover some of the same cases. But this first article that I'll kind of summarize here is from, let me see here. It's from mysteriousuniverse.org. And it's by... That's from 2018. It's from Brent Swanser. Really good writer. I've enjoyed some of all the articles I've read from him. And very he's a very good writer and does a lot of research. He doesn't his articles are always good. They're not vague, or they always have as many details as it seems like you can have in one of these articles. And so yeah, but this article is from him and from studiousuniverse.org. And it talks about the idea of time and how we might not know exactly what it is, and that it can act in different ways. And that's kind of what we're going to get into here, is some of these strange anomalies. That's what basically we're talking about here, is time not acting in the way that we normally think it should. So now there's the first story they mentioned here is about this tunnel in London, England, in the UK, that was supposedly acted as some kind of a time portal, where time basically slowed to a crawl or even stopped completely. And this is this it mentions a report from 2017 of this strange event. And it mentions another website called Portals of London. Doesn't have a link there, so I'm wondering if maybe that website isn't there anymore or not. I'm not sure about that. But basically, this is from another website that the author is talking about here. But I found it in other websites as well. And it's, again, like I said, these articles, they all mention similar cases and some of the same cases. Excuse me one moment here. Excuse me, sorry about that. Didn't get the switch in time. One moment. Okay, sorry about that. But anyway, so basically there was this tunnel in this one area in London that was a foot tunnel. basically just a walking tunnel. And it goes under the Thames River. Or Thames River. I'm not sure how you say that exactly. It's been in operation since 1912, but in 2011, this tunnel was scheduled for renovations and repairs. And it was closed down to general traffic at this time. So I'm wondering now if there are stories of experiences people had where they had strange experiences in that tunnel and just never reported it because they were so strange. And if they were just individuals or even one or two people at a time, they might not want to talk about it. I think the only reason, if this is what happened, the only reason that it got to be as well known as it did is because of all the workers that were at the site and worked there for a while, started to have experiences there on a regular basis. So, let's see here. I'm just looking at this article again. Also, this article does have images, so I would definitely recommend checking it out. It's lighted, it's lit, but it is kind of creepy in a way because it is just a tunnel. It basically has two sides to it. I believe it's just two, so people can go back and forth. Two sides, and it's not very big. But anyway, so when contractors went to the tunnels to start their work, they figured it would only take about a year, and I'm sorry, a few months to do it, to take care of the job. But it ended up taking over a year, supposedly, a year and a half, which is odd based on the anomalies that people were experiencing there. Because many of the people that worked there started saying that there would time would go fast in the tunnel, but then when you exit the tunnel, it would only be a few minutes that had gone by outside of the tunnel. So, and it goes into personal experiences here. Mentions one of the workers in their account, and they say that they were working from both ends, and they had tents on both sides of the river, and basically that was so that you could go back and forth and get what you needed. But basically, I don't really want to. It's really pretty simple. It's just people there had almost like just they had time at odd where, like I said, they'd go in there and it would feel like hours had passed. But then they'd come out and it would only be minutes. And they even got to the point where they stopped using regular watches because when they would get out, the watches would also say that it had been only been a few minutes. So according to this article, they started using egg timers, or basically the kitchen timers, to keep track of time while they were in there. So that's really odd. But, that's the first location that this article talks about. And went on for a while there, and it happened to multiple people that were on the site, supposedly. So, and there was reports of people going in and out and being basically other people watching as like one person would watch as someone went in there and then came out the other end. Apparently you could see across the river because it was underground. And so you could see when people came up and out the other side. And it was supposed to take several minutes to get through the tunnel, maybe longer, but they would come out the tunnel almost instantaneously. So it's just really odd that how that worked. So if you want more details, you can check out this article and get more of the reports. And then it goes on to the next thing they want to talk about here. And apparently, so this is another story about two men, father and a son, who went in 1981. They went to see a house for rent in a town in Ohio, here in the U.S. They arrived at the house at 6 in the morning, and it looked like it was in poor condition, barely maintained, both the house and the property. But they went through the yard and got to the house. They saw, this is odd here in a way as well, there's other paranormal activity possibly going on here along with the, or maybe it was the same activity, it's hard to say. But they heard, they saw, let me see here, they saw two old rusty swings that were going back and forth, and they could hear the faint sounds of children's laughter. But they wrote it off as being kids laughing from across the street. Although if you're seeing two swings swinging back and forth, I don't know. But anyway, so they go to the house and they find a door that they can get in. They find the garage, first of all, has a dirt floor. And they reported that there was this feeling of dread in the location as soon as they got there. And so they examined the house. There were no lights, working lights, in the main level of the house. And there was a door to the basement, and they tried it, but it was locked when they first came across it. But after they looked at the rest of the house, they tried that door again, and it was unlocked. So they went into the basement, and the feeling of dread was stronger. And but there was lights on in the basement. And apparently it was one of those the kind that you have to pull the rope or the string to turn the lights on and off. And while they were down there, they saw this cord going back and forth as if someone was pulling it. The lights went out, and the door to the basement slammed shut. And they were stuck in there. So they somehow found their way up to the door and pushed it open somehow and got outside. Now, once they got outside, it was dark out. It had been light when they got in there, but it was dark outside. And When they got to their car and looked back at the house, and just as they were leaving, they said they saw, and this is a really kind of gross part, but odd part as well, they saw a lamb, I believe it was a lamb, in the garage, on the garage floor, basically dead. And they got out of there, which is probably a good idea at that point. And they didn't go back there for a while, but at one point they did drive past the place again, and there was a sign there from the FBI saying that the property was off limits. So they don't know what happened there or how, really, what was going on there. That is one thing that does not sound fun at all. It makes you wonder, and some of these articles talk about this, was it some kind of an experiment run by government, or because of the lamb there, the couple articles that I read, they suggested maybe there was some kind of a they kind of didn't really go into words, but they suggested or hinted at maybe it was some kind of a ritual or ceremony that was held there. But yeah, scary situation. At least with the tunnel, everyone was okay, and it didn't really frighten anyone. It was odd, but no one was hurt, or even emotionally, I guess, or mentally scarred or anything like that. This sounds like it would have been traumatic in a way. So yeah, that's the second experience mentioned in this article. And let's see here. What else do they go into? And they go into more other stuff in this article here, but I think I'll leave it with that article. I'll leave that article for you all to check out and read the rest of it. So there's some more interesting stuff in there. So yeah, that's the first article. So again, I shared all these in the chat, and I'll include all these in the episode description. And thank you all for being here. I see you all there I see you all there listening. But yeah, so let me get to the second article here. We can at least get through one more. And then we'll see where we're at after that. Might be able to get through all three, since, like I said, they do, some of them mention some of the same things, or same cases. So let me see here. Let me scroll down a little bit here. But yeah, so this is something I'm really curious about. I feel like it could explain more haunting type activity in some cases, where people are seeing other people from other times. So I think that's part of it. But let me scroll down further. Okay. So going here. Sorry, it just takes one moment here to find the next place. Okay. All right. So yeah, there's this next one they mentioned here in this article is takes place in Alabama in the U.S. He had a farm. He went out to, this was, let me see here. I'm looking, trying to find the time here. Doesn't say the year right here right away, but I know this is way back in the days of basically horses and carriages, that kind of thing. But so at one point, the owner of this farm, they call in this article, they call him Mr. Hawkins, went out to the market. Okay, this happened in the late 19... Okay, so this event supposedly happened in the 1930s. So one morning, they mention Eula, I think it is. That's the name of the person that told the story. She and a bunch of other group of other young women were busy getting vegetables ready for market. And Mr. Hawkins would leave the house and get on like I said, his horse and go into town. And then at some point later on in the afternoon, mid-afternoon, everyone saw him come back, and there's a gate leading into the ranch, and he stopped in front of the gate waiting for someone to let him in, and one of the younger boys that was there went to open the gate, but as he was doing that, Mr. Hawkins and his horse, everything, disappeared in front of everyone. So this is multiple witnesses. And everyone was of course, frightened. They didn't know what was going on, but they didn't know what else to do, so they just stayed there. And about an hour, I don't know, half an hour later, again, same kind of event played out, at least to start with. Mr. Hawkins approached the gate, and everyone was watching at first to see if he was going to disappear again. And of course he didn't, and he asked for the gate to be open. And that's where that experience ends. So, again, what happened there? Was that a viewing of the future? At least a partial viewing? Hard to say. So, let me see here. This article mentions the basement case that I mentioned, and then the tunnel. So, let's see here. I'm just scrolling down further. I think there was at least one other case in here that I could talk about. Okay. So, another one of the most well-known cases like this takes place in the, it's called the Bold Street area of Liverpool in the UK, in England. Comes from 1996. And the people that were involved, at least in this article, are called Frank and Carol. It's a couple. They went out one Saturday afternoon to do some shopping. Frank was going to look at CDs, and Carol wanted to go to the bookstore, so they separated. And Frank was going to meet Carol at the bookshop that she wanted to go to. So, along the way, I guess as he was coming back to meet his wife, things changed, basically. There was this weird feeling of change. And he saw a vehicle, basically a box truck or a van. And he said it looked like it was something from the 1950s, I believe it was. Yeah, so it looked as though it was from the 1950s. And he remembered the name of the, on the side of the van, which was something like Kaplan's, along the side of the van. So he went to this bookstore where his wife had gone. But when he got there, instead of it being a bookstore that is called Dillon's, he found a place named, and this is, I think you call it Cripps, C-R-I-P-P-S. And as he got there, he looked into the windows. It was a clothing store, not a bookstore. And he saw another woman go into the store. And at first, basically, she looked like she was from his time. He wasn't really thinking about that at that point, as far as times and all that. But he followed this other woman into the store. And as they walked into the store, it somehow changed from this old store, this clothing store, back into the bookshelf, or bookshelf. And he actually talked with a woman that walked in, and they both confirmed that they had both seen the store change back to the bookstore. And there was also, apparently, Kaplan's, a place known as Kaplan's, or a company, in that area at the same time, apparently during the 1950s. So, let's see here. And apparently, so there is this underground transport system right in the area that is circular. It goes in a circle. And this article asks if maybe the, that energy going in a circle like that somehow might cause portals to open and close in the area around that circle. I'd heard of this story before. I'd heard of the that store, the bookstore, clothing store, before, right? But I hadn't heard of the idea of the underground transport system being possibly the cause of that experience. So that was really a neat thing to see that mentioned in the article. I mean, we talk about this fairly often, the idea that different energy fields can maybe have different effects on time and space and all those kinds of things. So I think that's enough from that article here. So let's see here. I think that's where I'm going to end it, though. The third article is going to cover a lot of the stuff I mentioned from the first few. I'll still include it. But, I think that's going to do it for today. But this was a lot of fun to look into, even back when I looked into it then, and I listened to all the articles today. And, it was a lot of fun to look into this and listen to all this earlier today. Again, thank you all for listening and for being here, whenever you can be here. I appreciate it. And like I said, for listening to the podcast and YouTube feeds. And I think that'll do it. So, I guess I will talk to you all on Monday on the next Paranormal News show. So that'll be Monday night. So I'll talk to you then on the next episode of Salcedo Paranormal. Take care.